Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I am so excited you're here today listening. Wherever you are in the world, welcome, my gorgeous queen. Today's episode is a super exciting one. It's a solo episode today, and we are starting a three-part series. I feel like we haven't done a podcast series in a while, so I'm so excited for this one. We are going to be diving into a series called Healthy Girl Summer. I have been posting a lot about Healthy Girl Summer tips on my social medias, and you guys have been loving them. So I thought it'd be really fun to just dive deeper into some of the tips I've been sharing and really talk about how I've been implementing them into my life, how you can implement them into your life, and give you lots of fun ideas for truly finding your version of a healthy girl summer this year. So before we get into the episode, we always start things off with a little self-check-in. But before that, if you love the podcast, be sure to leave a review and leave a rating as well if you like it. It helps the show reach more people and inspire and help more girls around the world. So let's get into the self-check-in. Before we do anything, it is a great time to just ground yourself, and if you've had a busy day, really just press pause and see how you're feeling and doing. So wherever you are, just take a nice deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with all the goodness, all the love into your beautiful body, and then take a big exhale, just sighing out, letting go of anything that's been holding you back, any tension, any stress, just release it with your breath. All right, now ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so great, what is the level of spice that I'm feeling today? And now hang on to that number and really just get real with yourself. Ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Yesterday, I was feeling not so hot mentally, and I realized I was feeling that way because I hadn't taken any breaks. So maybe it's something as simple as that. Okay, now ask yourself, what is something I can do to boost this number on the scale? If you're already at a 10, how can you get to an 11? How can we break that scale? Okay, now ask yourself, what is something that I would love to accomplish this summer? I know it's not summer for everyone yet. If you're listening and you live across the world, you may not actually be in summertime. But regardless, let's think about something that we're wanting to accomplish in our life these days, a big goal or dream of ours. And now ask yourself, what is the first step I need to take to get there? Okay, now ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have or not, grab your water. We're going to do a little hydration moment in 3, 2, 1, cheers. I have been hydrating a lot the past few days and it has been incredible, let me tell you. So if you haven't been hydrating, water, there's something about it. It just makes you feel so good. Okay, now ask yourself, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? Let's prevent the blood clots. Let's get the blood flowing. Stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, and then sit back down. Okay, final question is actually two questions. First question is, what is one area of my life that I want to work on? Just think about it. And final question is, what is something that I am so thankful for in my life right now? And if you believe in God, I encourage you to take a moment and thank Him for that thing. Really just celebrating those small wins and thanking Him for the small victories in your life, big or small. That's my devotion I read today. It was all about celebrating those small victories and giving Him some glory and then just truly inviting Him into your life. Okay, that's our check-in. Let's get into our life update. So since we last chatted, I What happened? You guys, it's so funny. These weeks fly by for me. And I don't know about you, but I feel like sometimes I'm just like, what did I do the past week? I know I did a lot, but okay. I think something that we have to talk about, that this is literally just a little hack, a budget shopping hack for my gals. Maybe you are wanting to spice up your closet. So my friend Gracie, she has like such cute clothes. If you're listening to the podcast, Gracie, shout out. You're amazing. She has such cute clothes, and she was telling me and my other friend about how she's been going to Plato's Closet, and I went, literally, like, I was in shock at how many cute clothes are at Plato's Closet. I was finding brands like Billabong. Granted, I did not fit into any of those things because my body has definitely changed a lot, but I was finding such cute stuff, and I got a bunch of new clothes. Because I basically have had to revamp my closet because I'm pregnant, and I'm at the point now where I feel like all my clothes, not all of them, but a lot of them are starting to fit kind of wonky as my body is totally changing. I'm talking hips have widened, waist has changed, boobs have changed, everything has changed. So belly has changed. So I decided to size up, and I didn't really want to spend a ton of money because I feel like pregnancy clothes, like, I know I can save them for another pregnancy, but I feel like they only last for, you only wear them for like so long and then you're back or not. But anyways, I didn't want to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars, you know, on a new wardrobe. So I was like, let's just check it out. And I am obsessed. Plato's Closet is such a must. I also, my friend goes to Goodwill a lot, and I feel like thrift stores, such a move. And also it's sustainable, which we love. We love promoting sustainability and saving the environment. So that's been a recent hack that I've been obsessed with. And then, okay, I might have talked about this last week on the podcast in my updates, but I've really been getting, just nailing down a morning routine. I feel like in first trimester, my morning routine was just all over the place because I was sleeping in, waking up feeling super nauseous. And this trimester, I'm in second trimester right now, 22 weeks. And I feel like I'm finally at a place where I've really learned my body in this pregnancy journey. And I make sure that as long as I get enough sleep at night, I've been waking up around like 7-ish, 7:30. And then it's getting so hot in Florida. So we've been taking, me and my husband have been taking our dogs on a walk pretty much first thing in the morning before it gets too hot outside. And then I've been immediately, I'll eat something before and then I'll eat something afterwards because, you know, pregnancy, I feel like I'm constantly hungry. If I don't eat, that's when the nausea has been happening. So anyways, got to eat my little liquid yogurt, Chobani, shout out Chobani, before, like, immediately when I wake up, I go on a walk, and then after I'll make myself like a smoothie or I'll make myself a bagel or something pretty chill and light, but that's something I can eat so I don't feel disgusting. I'll do a workout in our new garage home gym, which I'm obsessed with. I've been doing a kind of a blend, my new workout split. I'll talk about it as we get into the episode topic today, but I've been splitting up strength. So reformer is my reformer of resistance training. I did weights the other day. I haven't really done it since, but I've been doing reformer Pilates, and then I do a body weight day for like mat Pilates or a sculpt kind of class, and they'll do reformer, and then next day is like a sculpt. That's kind of in my ish type of schedule. Once again, I feel like I'm very intuitive with my workouts and listening to my body. So it changes here and there, but I have been trying to do that alternating of resistance training and then more of the body weight mat work. And I've been feeling really, really good doing that. So I've been keeping the workouts around 30 minutes on average. So I'll do that, and then I will go and eat something else. So I basically have three breakfasts. They're like kind of smaller meals. I feel like, I'm so curious if anyone listening is pregnant and has the same thing. I feel like I get full pretty fast, but I'm hungry very consistently. So I've been eating smaller, lighter meals pretty much all day long. After that, I'll shower because the gym is so hot and steamy and nice. And then I will get to work. Or no, I'll first spend time with God. That is a must before I get into my work, or else I feel like all over the place. If you know, you know. And then I'll get into my work. And then I will, that's my morning routine. It has been so nice. And I feel like I've been getting to working a lot earlier in the day. And then around like two, three-ish, I've been crashing and just feeling really tired. So it's been a really good routine for me, and I've been loving it, and I feel like it's just nice to be in a routine. Granted, I am traveling on Thursday to Sunday, so I don't know how that routine will hold up while I'm traveling, but that's the thing about travel. I feel like I have to give myself grace, and then when I get back, I'll just hop right back on the routine and continue on. But that's been something I've been loving lately, is being in a routine. I missed it so much. Oh my goodness. But I'm curious what your morning routine looks like, or your dream morning routine looks like. So let me know. DM me on Instagram at HealthyBehumanPod and tell me what your dream summer morning routine looks like. I'm very curious. Okay, other updates. I'm traveling. I'm so excited, a little nervous. I haven't really flown on a plane in a while, and I have not flown on a plane since I was pregnant or traveled. So definitely feeling remotely or slightly nervous about how all that's going to go. I'm going to the Purpose Retreat. I'm so pumped. I am one of the leaders again this year, and I talked about this retreat just so much all last year. It truly is incredible. So if you're going, please say hi. I am so excited to meet so many amazing people and just chat about some awesome things and share the Lord and all the things. So I'm really pumped about that. Definitely a little nervous because I am sharing a room, I believe, with other leaders. And I feel like sometimes I have been getting a little nauseous in the morning if I don't eat immediately. So I don't know about you, but sometimes I get a little nervous when I'm like sick in front of people. So praying that that doesn't happen on this retreat, and praying that I feel amazing. But that's kind of been going through my head, in all realness, of that just kind of nervousness about it. Every day is different, and I'm just trying to give myself grace and also give myself really good boundaries. If I feel like I need to leave something, or I feel like I can't do something, just voicing that and not making a whole deal about it, but also not pushing my body past its limits. I feel like I've been learning that recently, and for anyone pregnant or not, I feel like that's such a good thing to learn in life. Like, I'm so thankful I'm learning it, because I have in the past been so just overdoing it and pushing myself to the point where I'm burnt out and exhausted, and I've been trying to prevent that recently. Oh my goodness, I remembered one more thing I did this past weekend. Have to share it with you because it was so freaking cute. Oh my goodness. So this lady at my church, she started these little events for girls ages 9 to 12. Basically, they are events that are like helping these girls really see their beauty inside and out, and just like breaking down common struggles that the world throws at women. So for example, on Saturday, a lot of the themes were around makeup and social media trends and just that pressure that girls experience. And so it was really beautiful because there were different speakers at it, and I got the chance to speak about fitness, social media, and share my story about my hair. I don't know if I shared this on the podcast or not, but when I dyed my hair brown, sharing why I did that and my journey with healing my relationship with my hair and learning to love myself the way the Lord created me. So anyways, I got to share that with the girls, and it was really cool. And I just am so thankful that there's something out there for girls that age range, because I feel like that's when so many of the insecurities start, and when people start to feel like they're not enough or feel like they need to keep up with all the trends, especially skincare and makeup that we see on social media to fit in. So that was so cool, and I'm so excited that's happening. I hope it happens all over the world, because truly I feel like that range is when so many of my own insecurities began. I started to be so much more aware of my body shape and weight and what I looked like compared to my best friends, you know, all those things. So that was really beautiful, and I was so honored to get to be part of that. But anyways, let's move on a little bit. Wait. Oh my goodness. I have to share something, you guys. I feel like if you're new to the podcast, this podcast is a health and wellness lifestyle podcast. I do like to incorporate my faith into it because I feel like that's a huge part of everything in life. And once again, if you're not a Christian, please feel free to stay and be welcome here. I just want to share something really cool that happened in my faith recently with God. So on Saturday, this is a testament of Him being amazing. So on Saturday, I started having kind of weird pregnancy symptoms, and I was like, so backtrack. I had a miscarriage in October, and I really was just, some of those feelings and fears were trying to resurface when I was having these symptoms. And I texted John. I was at this event, actually, I told you guys about when it happened. And I texted John. I texted my friend who, she just had her first child. And I was asking her, like, is this normal? All this stuff. And then I was like, can you guys pray for me? And then also, too, I was, like, speaking stuff over myself and over the baby. I was like, the enemy has no hold on this child. In Jesus' name, I declare all of this attack just broken off the child, broken off my baby. I declare a completely healthy baby, all the things. Just speaking life over the child and over my body. And then my amazing friend, she also texted me just like a whole thing, speaking life over my baby and protection. And then John did too, and just prayed so much prayer. But then I had one of the ladies, so I was just kind of like not feeling great. And I texted John. I was like, hey, can you come get me? Because I rode with my friend to the event. So anyways, John's like, okay, yeah, I'll come get you. I just feel like I need to like lay down. So this is where the whole boundaries thing came in, because I learned my boundaries on Saturday. Anyways, before I was leaving, one of my close friends I was with, she asked the lady, one of the ladies who is like such a prayer warrior, if she could pray over me and over the baby. And I explained what happened. I explained the fears, and I explained, just like opened up about what was going on. And like, it was just so relieving to share and to confess and to bring the darkness and the fears to the light. Like, there's so much power in that, number one. But then number two, she just prayed over me, and I literally like just, my eyes just started bawling. And it was one of those moments where I just felt the Holy Spirit on me, and it was just so beautiful. And then she had some prophecy for my baby, and it was so aligned with what the Lord has been telling me about her. And then the symptoms literally stopped, you guys. Like, done. No more of that. It was so cool. So anyways, that was a testimony of the Lord being amazing. And just, it's a good reminder that there is a spiritual realm and we need to stay on guard. And also there is power in what we speak over ourselves. We have authority in Jesus. We don't have to let things happen to us. We can pray about them. We can give them to the Lord. And also too, it's really important to invite our community in as well. And having those people around us to pray over us, like, it is so powerful. And if you don't have those people, I have a group chat for the podcast. I'll link it below. It's totally free. Join it and just drop your prayer requests in. If you need prayer for something, like, there is a whole community of people who listen to this podcast who want to pray for you. And it's so supportive. So anyways, that's my little testimony. It was just so beautiful. The Lord is so good, and I love God. But anyways, let's get into today's topic. So like I said, we're doing a three-part series for Healthy Girl Summer. I think last year we did one for Healing Girl Summer. This year, Healthy Girl Summer. So the way I'm going to break this up is going to be three different episodes. The first episode is going to be about the physical body. So ways that we can have a healthy girl summer and different habits, ideas, things we can do to really glow up on a physical level. And I want to just say, I use the word glow up, not because where you're at is anything bad, right? Glow up in the sense of just really feeling even more like your best self. What are some things we can do just to elevate our life and level things up? Little habits and all these things, don't feel like you have to do all of them, but these are just ideas that I have that I've been loving in my own life and things I want to implement more of in my life this summer. Maybe you do one a week. Maybe you try doing that and see how you feel. Okay, part two. So next week is going to be about our mental health. How can we up level in our mind? And then the last one is going to be our spiritual health. And I was thinking, like, transparently before recording this episode, I was like, okay, I feel like spiritual health should come first, because I truly believe that everything starts on a spiritual level. And that's how we see our health on a physical level. But I'm going to start with body. If anyone listening is maybe new and not familiar with the spiritual level and all the things, and then we'll get there. Okay. So just bear with me, but I'm really pumped for this series and I hope you love it. So definitely let me know how you like a little podcast series. I can do more of these. I feel like they're so fun. And also I feel like so organized doing them, but let's get into it. I'm going to just start off with the first healthy girl summer habit for our body. And this is something I have been absolutely loving, and it's a very simple hack. So I don't know if you know, but eating greens has not been my favorite thing. I feel like I've been on a little journey to train myself to like my vegetables. I know I sound like a little child, but for real, this hack is a game changer if you don't like eating green things. I've said it before and I'll say it again, taking baby steps is my number one hack to building healthy and sustainable habits, especially when it comes to gut health, which is why I love Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic that benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just two little capsules and no refrigeration is needed. I first started taking Seed back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of uncomfy stomach issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I started doing my own research and learned how important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. Like I mentioned before, Seed is so easy to fit into your daily routine, especially if you are on the go a lot. The free travel vial from the Welcome Kit allows you to take DS01 on the go, which we love, especially with our summer trips. Another reason I love Seed is I can actually trust them, which can be so rare in the supplement world these days. Their scientific testing is extremely rigorous, with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains in their patented capsule design that helps the fragile bacteria survive the journey to your door. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali. Code 25Cali.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Okay, making a smoothie and adding a handful of spinach into your smoothie. Let me tell you, you can barely even taste it. In fact, I feel like I don't even taste the spinach in my smoothie. And I put like a full salad worth, essentially, of spinach in my smoothie this morning. One, I'm low on iron, so I've been trying to get more iron in my life, and I feel like this is a great way to do so through food. This is my go-to smoothie recipe if you need it. Write it down. Frozen dark cherries or frozen strawberries, 1 tablespoon of cacao powder or cocoa powder, it's like the same thing. If you like your smoothies a little sweeter, you can add a banana, but I usually don't do that. I add a nice chunky scoop of Greek yogurt for protein. If you don't like dairy, you could do a dairy-free yogurt, whatever feels good for you. And that is either honey flavor or unsweetened. So it's either sweetened with honey or not sweet at all. And then I add in some lactate milk. If you don't drink dairy, you could do oat milk, almond milk, do whatever milk feels good. And for the milk, I usually don't pour a ton in because I really like my smoothies to be thick. But if you like yours to be thin, I recommend pouring in a nice amount of milk, and you can add more and more to make it less thick or whatever. And then I add in a nice handful of spinach as well. Sometimes I add in a scoop of protein powder if I just worked out and I feel like I need extra protein, but I do love the Greek yogurt in the smoothie because I feel like that gives me a nice good amount of protein for a smoothie. So then I blend that up and it is super refreshing. I feel like I don't taste the greens that much, and that's a very easy hack to eat your greens and still enjoy a nice little sweet smoothie in the morning. My friend Bree is the one that told me about the spinach hack, so shout out Bree on that one. I've been loving it. Okay, the next little habit idea I have for you is to track your water consumption. Let's be real, sometimes it's easy to forget and to just totally blank on drinking water throughout the day, but especially as it's getting hotter outside, it is so important to stay hydrated. My doctor got on to me recently because I peed in a cup and it was not lemonade yellow, as she said. She's like, Callie, you need to hydrate more. So I have been on my hydrating grind. And that was probably so TMI. But anyways, you know, I have also been loving, I mentioned this last week, I've been loving electrolytes in my water, especially if I work out in the heat of the day and it's hot outside, especially with my baby. I want to make sure I keep her nice and hydrated. So important. I feel like I'm more aware of this now that I have a baby inside of me. But the brand I've been liking for that is Good Anya. Very good, not super sugary tasting, but still sweet enough where it's not gross. And tracking my water consumption, I have a little tracking pad thing that has, it's like a notebook, a notepad that has like my to-do list on it, meals, agenda, notes, what else is on here? Movement, and then the hydration section has little water drops and I fill in one for every water thing I drink. That's just been a fun little way of tracking it. I feel like you could even just make your own version of that, or you could set reminders on your phone to drink your water, maybe challenge yourself to drink X amount of water bottle amounts in the morning, X amount in the afternoon, little ways like that. But hydration, okay, this is something that is something that's actually very mindful and good to know. Oftentimes, we can confuse our hunger with thirst, or sorry, that was reversed. We can confuse thirst for hunger. Did that make sense, you guys? Let me explain this. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. Sometimes we feel hungry, but we're actually just really thirsty. And I don't want to say that sounding like I'm a crazy diet, fad diet, don't eat food person. That's actually, if you look it up scientifically, that's a thing. Our body can get confused there. So if you feel like you're constantly hungry, like you eat 3 meals a day, you snack, you feel great, but you're like, yet you're still so hungry constantly, you might be dehydrated. So that is something that has been a really helpful hack for me when it comes down to intuitive eating, to really understand how hungry is my body, is making sure I'm very hydrated throughout the day. And then I feel like I have a better grip on how much food am I needing to eat to really fuel my body. So coming at that from a very loving, healthy place, not from a place of starvation or trying to not eat food. If you struggle with that, please ignore that hack or that little tip I gave you. Okay? Gotta take care of yourself. So moving on is doing a little daily hot girl walk. And it's so funny. I love how a person, so I actually made a checklist today. I posted it. I'll link it below. It's a freebie for healthy girl summer with some fun ideas on it. And one of the people commented who got it, they were like, can we just start my hot and holy girl summer? And I was like, yeah, I love it. I feel like sometimes as Christians, like it can be easy to just feel like we aren't allowed to feel hot or feel like we can glow up or take care of ourselves, but that's not the case. Like literally is not the case. I think it's important to not make yourself an idol, but I don't think the Lord ever said don't take care of yourself. So correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I was reading Esther the other day and those girls got beauty treatments. But that being said, I digress. Is going on daily walks, whether you want to call it a hot girl walk, whether you want to call it a holy girl walk, whatever you want to call it, or just call it a walk. I feel like daily walks have been something that are so powerful, and yet they're totally free. You can do them anytime, anywhere, And some of my favorite ways to go on a walk, I love listening to music on my walks. Honestly, every day feels different though. So sometimes I'll wake up and I'll just want a silent walk where I'm unplugged, no music, nothing. I'm just present. Other times, I love listening to a hype little music moment. I have a really good worship workout playlist if you are wanting some very life-giving, uplifting music to listen to that's not depressing. I also will listen to just more chill music sometimes. You know, I'll just see what I'm feeling. And then other times I'll pray, go on a little prayer walk, or I'll listen to a podcast on my walk, or I'll listen to the Bible on my walk. Literally make it whatever you enjoy. This is your time to feel confident, to just get some outdoor time in, soak up the sun, put on your cute little fit that you feel good in, maybe take your dogs with you, take your boyfriend with you, your husband with you, your best friend with you, or go solo and just have a good time. That's what it's all about. So I've been loving that. Around 30 minutes has been my favorite amount of time for that. And then, yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Next little hack is following or making yourself a workout plan. I talked about this in the life updates, how I've been trying to figure out my new little workout split I've been loving. So if you're like just very overwhelmed and don't know where to start with a workout plan, I actually have an online Pilates studio. I have Pilates classes on there, bar classes on there, got some cardio, got some strength Pilates. It's not really strength-y kind of studio, but it's more Pilates, low-impact kind of classes. But anyways, that being said, is I do have that, and I create monthly challenges and programs where you can follow along if you're needing more of a curated plan. I also have weekly workout schedules there if you're wanting more of a week-by-week kind of program happening. I'm certified. I'm a certified fitness instructor, certified Pilates, bar instructor, holistic health coach. So I definitely am not just throwing random things together hoping it works. These plans are thought out, and my goal is to help you really feel good by the end of the week and to feel empowered. So I'll link that below if you're looking for a good little plan to follow. But that being said, if you are more of a, I love to do a bunch of different types of workouts. I love going to the gym. I love going on my walks, going on runs. I love doing my Pilates. I love doing a group fitness class in person. I really recommend making yourself a plan at the beginning of the week, writing it down, adding it to your phone calendar, do what you got to do. And just having that as like your baseline to go off of, and then adjusting as you need throughout the week. I'm going to be honest, I'll have a plan and then I'll wake up and I don't feel like I have enough energy to do the workout I planned for the day. So maybe I'll modify it, make it a little shorter, do something different. But I do find having a baseline plan has helped me so much with getting in a consistent groove of things. And that being said, even just starting small, I gave this piece of advice recently to my husband. He was asking me, how many workouts do you think I should do when I'm just like getting back into it? And I told him, I was like, I would start with what you know you can do for a fact. So maybe that's doing two workouts this week. Prove to yourself that you can do it. If you want to add on, add on. But I think so often people will overcommit themselves and they'll burn out after week one. They'll give up after day three because they're so sore because they went hard on day one and two. Where if you give yourself something super doable, like a 10-minute workout on the first day, 15-minute workout on the second day, maybe day three you go on a walk to help those sore muscles. And then you slowly build. The next week you try four workouts or three workouts and just building those, that trust in yourself. I find that that has been probably the biggest thing that's helped me in my fitness journey, is just easing into things when I have been out of routine for a while, specifically in fitness. And I feel like the summer, there's just like this certain energy about the summer. It's so just alive. We feel warm. We feel good. We want to try new things. So really use that energy in your workouts. Maybe try some new workouts this summer if you're feeling like kind of bored with your routine, or you feel like you aren't loving what you're doing. Try something new. Try new instructors' workouts. Try adding in a new piece of equipment. Maybe go to a new location. For me, it was making a home gym. That was so much fun. And I feel like excited every morning because I feel like I'm going somewhere that's not my office, the same place I work to work out. It's just so good having that separation. So I think that's my advice for the fitness area of things. And then once again, if you have questions about that, I'm always here to help you with your fitness journey as well as your life in general. Seriously, I love helping you guys. So please message me and I'll do my best to respond. Okay, a couple more of these. I feel like we're going longer than I thought, but I feel like I've done so many ideas. I'm going to try to get through these a little faster. The next one I have is investing in clothes that you feel confident in. Don't be afraid to size up. Seriously, our bodies fluctuate, they change, we go through different seasons. And if you feel like your clothes are just giving high school version of you, and maybe you're in college, or maybe you feel like you're out of school and your clothes are giving bar crawl college scene still. That was me. I felt like my clothes were just still college Cali, and I have changed a lot since college. So getting new clothes that you feel really good in and match your style. Like, there's something so fun about that. And I feel like my confidence, I know that confidence comes from way more than just what we wear. But truly, I feel like really just getting clothes that fit my body, that are my style, it's just been so much fun. And I feel like creative every morning, making a new outfit that I just feel good in and it fits me. It's just such a win. Okay. Next. I think it's so important also to have a healthy girl summer to make sure we're nourishing our bodies at least 3 times a day. Listen, I went through the phase where I skipped a meal and I felt exhausted all day. I felt drained. I also know people, and I've been in this place where if I was going to the beach or taking bikini pictures, I would make sure that I didn't eat a ton of food that day before doing it. Let me tell you, that is just such a toxic mindset. Literally so toxic. Like, I just want to shake myself for those moments, because it's just so harmful to our bodies to not give ourselves enough fuel. I don't know if you guys know a lot about cars. I don't. But one thing I do know is that it's not good for your car's engine when you let the gas run really low. So that's the same thing for ourselves. If we let the gas run low and we don't give ourselves enough fuel each day, it's going to lead to negative effects in the long term. And don't worry if you feel bloated. Like, don't worry about it. We all have those moments. And I think just rock it with confidence. Rock your body with confidence, literally. Don't feel like you have to hide your body just because it's not perfectly toned or perfectly tan or whatever we see on social media pushing the summer body, because that's just so dumb. I hate that trend, genuinely. Like, everybody is summer body ready. I don't care where you are in your fitness journey. I don't care if you want to lose 10 pounds. You're still summer body ready because your body is beautiful. Literally so beautiful where you are in your journey. God doesn't see you any differently just because you are 10 pounds heavier than you want or whatever the case is. Like, that's the thing. The world may think differently, but we are God's masterpiece and He made us so beautifully. And He made every single thing in nature different sizes, different colors, different shapes. He didn't make us to all fit a certain mold and look the exact same way. He doesn't say, oh, I love you more, I think you're more beautiful because you look that way. No. Like, He thinks you're gorgeous and made you beautiful in His image. So that is something I've been feeling so passionate about this summer, especially as I am pregnant. My body is changing. I'm the heaviest weight I've ever been. And let me tell you, it's easy to let those intrusive thoughts get in sometimes, but when they get in, I'm like, that's just not true. Like, my body is carrying a life. It's beautiful no matter what. And I'm not going to try and hide my body under all these different layers of clothing just because I feel shameful about it. No, like, my body is doing a huge, amazing, beautiful thing. Like, I'm going to wear clothes and feel confident about it. So I encourage you to do the same thing. If you can't tell, I'm very passionate about this because this is a trend, summer body ready. I hate it. I think it is just so toxic, and you don't need to change your body. You are beautiful. Even if you're wanting to have a fitness transformation or whatever the case is, like, loving yourself during that whole process and speaking kind words to yourself, when you get to whatever point in the transformation you're wanting to get to, like, you're gonna feel so much more fulfilled because you already have that loving relationship with yourself. Okay. Whew. got heated. So the last, I'm going to do two more. The second to last one is watching what we consume. I feel like this goes hand in hand with the whole summer body ready trend. If you're following someone who's making you feel bad about yourself in any type of way, mute them, unfollow them, protect your mind, truly. Also getting to the root cause of why did this make me feel bad? I think that's also so important because we can block things out and pretend that we don't want to see those anymore. But let's be real. There's a reason why that triggered you. There's a reason why that offended you. So just getting to the root cause also is so helpful. And I think in general, even if you're consuming good content, just try to avoid that scrolling spiral moment on social media. It just is draining. Let's be real. Okay. The last thing that we're going to talk about today is the balance mindset. This is just so important. I think it's easy to get sucked into the all or nothing mindset, especially with healthy habits or habits in general, wanting to do everything perfectly. But I challenge you and myself to release the need for perfectionism and instead to just truly, truly love ourselves in the present moment and find balance and release ourselves from judgment if we are not absolutely quote unquote perfect in everything that we do. Because let's be real, things happen in life. Sometimes we have busy days where we just can't get to everything. Other days we have days where we feel like we're really just crushing it in life. But finding that balance and releasing judgment from yourself is so powerful and will do amazing things for your body. It'll release you from so much stress. It will just help you feel more present, so much more relaxed. We'll get into more of this next week with the mental health stuff. But that is my last little spiel, is just find that balance in your life. Don't feel guilty for eating dessert. Don't feel guilty for having a late night with your friends. Don't feel guilty for sleeping in one day, like, or having a messy house for several days. Like, it's okay. We're all humans. We're not robots. So on that note, we're going to end this episode. I hope you're feeling empowered. I hope you're feeling excited to add some of these healthy habits into your life. Let me know what habits you want to add in. DM me, tag me in your stories on Instagram, @healthybehumanpod, and I'll be sure to repost you. Last but not least, don't forget to grab your freebie Healthy Girl Summer checklist below for more fun ideas. And leave a rating for the podcast if you love it. It helps me so much and definitely helps us reach more people, which is the goal, is to really just change people's life and empower them in their health and wellness journeys. Okay, so on that note, I will see you next time. Don't forget to also check out our Healthy Be Human Bible study. It's virtual. We have it every Monday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. And you can join the group chat in the link below to get the deets for that. Okay, I'll see you next time. Love you, have the best day, and stay healthy but human. Bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.